Ben Allen, television personality and host of Chopped, is here to talk about Dining Out for Life, the HIV/AIDS fundraiser, and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I am very well, thanks.
Tell us about Dining Out for Life.
Well, Dining Out for Life is near and dear to me and something that makes, I think, sense for me to talk about because it touches on several of the communities that matter to most. Particularly young people in the LGBTQ community may not be quite as aware of how HIV and AIDS ravaged the community a couple of decades ago. And it's important for them to know that even though we have some therapies and medications now that make it not an automatic death sentence it used to be, it's still very serious. And also, especially when you're dating, using condoms and other precautions are a really smart idea because there are other STDs out there that we need to be aware of and need to protect ourselves from. The other thing about it that's great is that we're putting, I love chefs and I love restaurateurs, and they're so quick to jump up to help with any fundraising need, whether it's a kidney foundation or the lung foundation or whatever it might be. Dining Out for Life helps restaurants and chefs as well. A new audience into their seats, maybe people who had been to that restaurant before, going because of their willingness to help us, and by doing so, helping them. And I always like to tell people, this is that night, you were going to have dinner anyway. This is that night where, because you're celebrating and you're doing good, go ahead and order another bottle of champagne. Have dessert. You know, have a great time and feel good about it.
How did you become involved?
You know, it's been so long now. I'm pretty sure Dining Out for Life has asked me. But because of the fact that this touches on so many different constituencies that matter to me, it was just a no-brainer to say yes.
What would you like to accomplish this year for Dining Out for Life?
Well, I think the model has long been proved very effective. It raises a lot of money. I think what we'd like to accomplish this year is to raise more than we ever have before. And we're talking about millions and millions of dollars that you are helping to raise that stay in your community. The money that's raised in Houston is spent in Houston, helping your own neighbors, friends and neighbors, people down the block. And I think that's another thing that people feel really good about with this technique of fundraising.
How do you see our LGBTQ community or any minority moving forward in this Trump administration, especially with the new Congress and the 2020 elections coming up?
I think that it's no secret to most of us in the LGBTQ community that the current occupant of the White House is bad news. Already we've seen a great hostility towards our issues. We've seen protections stripped away from federal workers who are LGBTQ. We see someone who is clearly unfit for the office, who should never have been put there in the first place. The wrong person got the job. And what we have to do is be ever vigilant and not allow the depressingness of that to stop us from our activism and speaking out, whether it's popular or not. There will come a time when this so-called administration is gone. I wish that time were soon. It doesn't look like it's going to be as soon as we'd hoped. And it's very, very important that everybody vote in every election. I just cast a vote in an election a few weeks ago where there was only one office that was being sought. And it wasn't a glamorous one. But I just feel, I love voting. I find it exciting. I find it inspiring to go and cast your ballot. And I hope everybody has plans to do that indefinitely in 2020 and any time between now and 2020 that you're asked to cast your vote. Many people have died for you to have that right. It's not something to be taken lightly.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I would say take a moment, take a deep breath, find your allies, find your friends. There are millions and millions of people who care about you, who love you, whether that's family or whether that's your closest friend. Talk to people about how you're feeling. And I think it's easy to say that it gets better, and I don't want to leave it to just that. I do think that everybody who goes through adolescence has problems. It's a tough time of your life, you know, a bunch of transitions and a bunch of decisions about where to work or where to study and what you want to do with your life. And I think that maybe it's helpful to know that everybody goes through that. And the fact that you've discovered that you're LGBTQ, whichever one of those letters it is another thing to deal with. But for the vast majority of us, it does get better. And reading, talking with people, and thinking, and there's so much more access to information and media than there ever was back in the day. There are people there who want to help you. If you're not feeling well, if you're bummed out, if you're depressed, find someone to talk to about it. Usually that's at school. There are people who are trained who have heard these feelings from others and who will have positive strategies on how you can move forward. Rather than just saying it gets better, you can make your life better. It's within your power.
How can people get information for Dining Out for Life?
Well, you just go to that handy interweb, type in diningoutforlife.org. Our goals have been the same every year for all these years we've been doing this, but one goal that's always a constant is to add new cities, and it's possible that your city hasn't been participating yet, so come join us. It's an exciting way to raise billions of dollars. I've always said that the real heroes are the activists, the people who devote their whole careers to it, and healthcare workers. And not all of us can do that, but everybody needs to have dinner. And this is a great excuse to have a really big dinner. Go for it. And knowing the simple act of eating out, you're helping people right in your own community. I think that's inspiring. It's a very inspired idea. I wish I knew exactly who first thought of it, because it might have very well been a chef. Such a great group of people, chefs. So generous and full of love and full of a desire to share. I'm lucky to get to work with them.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, we've just had a nice long break. We're just now getting back into the shooting. And when you live in a house that was built in the 1800s, there's always something to fix. So I've mostly been I'm also trying to read Hamilton, which is an 818-page book that I stupidly bought in book form when I could have easily put it on my iPad. And I've been doing some traveling lately, and every time I go someplace, that thing stretches my briefcase out till it's, you know, huge. I have an idea for a musical. I've written the main theme of it, but I've discovered that writing a musical as good as Hamilton is really hard. So I've got a ways to go. And I actually did see Hamilton during this break, too. It's great, by the way, if you haven't seen it. It's fantastic. But mainly my head is down and focused on the shop mission right now. That's where we are. I could do another cookbook, but for right now, they need me on set.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yeah, how'd you get so devilishly handsome? No one's ever asked me that. If you look at my Twitter, a couple days ago, I was in my basement rooting around for something, and I found a huge box of old Queer Eye memorabilia from my term as a Queer Eye representative, and I found a copy of Emmy magazine when we were on the cover, and a pretty funny picture of me from the inside of the story with interesting outfit and unusual hair, but it's fun to look back. People got a real kick out of that, actually. We're all wearing pink and orange, and it's something else.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through difficult times?
The one thing I never do is say, what next? Because something worse could happen. I would say courage, you know? You can do this thing. Let's get it done. It means that you know, confident that you've trained and you've done your time working in the trenches, that you know what you're doing. You know how to do this. You've got a mission. There are things about it that are hard, but you've done it a lot of times, and you're going to do it a lot more times, and you need to buckle down and bear down and do the work, and you'll be a better person for it.